The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Trishy.
Glad to be back.
The Trish the Dish.
Okay.
Hey, you always look great.
Well, thank you so much. Enjoy. It's just great to be back here on Thursday morning.
Good morning, Liam.
Good morning.
I pulled Liam out of his comfy
slumber
yesterday. And what happens is, you know, everything's loaded by computers.
Right.
Everything. And you get the logs, shows everything that's playing. I mean, and then it goes from one machine to another. Then we check the machine to make sure everything, you know, both sides, make sure it's right. So last night, in our regular 6 o'clock show, which Liam had preloaded, and we do that all the time, you know, people, you know, the host can't be here, so we just preload it. I'm listening to it. I'm on my way back from Odino the Wonder Horse, and I'm hearing nothing but commercials. I mean, they're great commercials,
but they just keep running and running.
Commercials.
Yeah.
I go, Liam, you know, it's kind of like Sheldon with Penny. Liam, knock, knock, knock. Liam, knock, knock, knock. And okay. And he was on his way.
I ran a red light just to get here.
Yeah. Jumps into it and puts the show back on the air. And he says, when I left, it showed it loaded. Everything was there. I mean, everything the way it was supposed to be. So somehow, during the day, the machine decided to
reset itself.
I'll just reset. And it did. So, but thanks, Liam, for coming in. I know you were probably in the middle of dinner or something.
Well, that's okay.
You know.
Good thing he lives close enough to get here in time to make a difference.
He lives I live in Palisades.
Wow.
But he was close
in town.
Yeah. Yeah. We're trying to get him really close here. Yeah. We're working on that.
Get him in the spare room in the back.
Well, you know what? we'll put him in the spare room in our house here. Okay. Hey, Trish, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Missed
doing
you
good.
Last week.
Well, thank you.
But, you know, it was a good thing you weren't out. It was
really cold.
It was cold, but we had our brand new tent up and all that, but it was chilly.
Yeah.
And I'll start wearing socks sometime in January, I'm sure. But anyway.
You know, the mornings are cold. It's 38 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. We're looking for a high today of 67, a low of 42, mostly clear. Sunny and breezy on Friday, a high of 62. Friday night, a low of 38. And on Saturday, sunny, a high of 63. Saturday night, a low of 38. On Sunday, a high of 63. And Sunday night, 39. Mostly sunny on Monday, a slight chance of showers, a high of 63. And a low around 43. And then a chance of showers on Tuesday and through the next week. So let's hope that actually turns into rain and not just showers, and we can use the moisture. Lots of snow on the mountains, and that's good to see.
We absolutely can.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Did you say it was a veteran-owned business?
It is a veteran-owned
business. It is a veteran-owned business.
It is.
And it picked Anderson after trying to use Reading.
Well, they did. And then they just simply, even in the county, while they were in the unincorporated area before it was annexed to the city of Anderson, they were still having problems. And gosh, you know what? They just got into Anderson, and within a couple of weeks, they had their permit and were just up and running.
Yeah. Hey, before we get started, we're waiting for guests to show up and all that. Big tragedy up in Whittier, I guess. They had sheriff's trainees going through post up, I think, in Whittier. And they were running along the road in this car just without braking or anything, smashed into like 25 of them and kept going and hit a tree. And there are five of them that are really severely injured, lost limbs, fractured skulls. Everybody, almost all of them, were injured.
Yeah, but they said five of them.
16 injured, beyond the five. Very seriously injured, and 16 others. And they're trying to figure out how this happened. Did this person just, I think he was 25, so I thought that was the age.
They gave him a
sobriety test, and he passed that. So, you know, did he fall asleep? But we won't know that until they do the investigation. And speaking of investigations, when the missiles hit Poland, how many pundits were out there saying, we need to get in this, we need to strike back, blah, 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 blah. But nobody, you know, everybody just assumed the Russians had struck Poland, which would have been a very, very stupid thing to do. But Putin's been doing things that haven't been the brightest over the last year. But that kind of thing is a tactical thing. Nobody, you know, that if it was launched. And you listen to one of the experts who said, you know, Russian missiles aren't like ours. They're not pinpoint. You know, they're an area weapon. But then they find out that, oh, it was anti-aircraft fire from Ukrainians that when they were fighting against these air attacks that landed there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, but...
Jumping the gun. We've seen that so many times.
And that is at a large scale. But now you got to go down to... when you go down to the lower scales, that if something is said, you know, our news agencies, our national news agencies are going off one person, a one-person report. And then they find out later that it's all a lie or something like that, and then they have to retract it. But
they don't always retract it, and that's the problem.
Well, and anyway.
The original story hangs out there forever and ever and ever. And
so tell me.
Yes.
The midterms. Tell me what you think about the midterms. Doug Jenke's going to be in there. That would be interesting. What do you think of the midterms?
Oh, I don't think much of them. I wasn't terribly surprised.
Really?
I was
surprised, to tell you the truth.
Well,
The Senate, I knew it was going to be close. But I thought, I mean, hell, when Trump was president, every time the a new president, the off year sweeps in the other party.
But you needed to pay attention to what our rhino people in the Senate and the Congress were doing. Follow what McConnell was doing with his money.
Well, yeah.
And the people he was supporting.
Yeah,
he did not want, nor does the Senate or the House, they do not want a bunch of people that are Trump supporters. They really don't want to deal with them. And in my mind, I think the rhinos, the Republicans that we have in authority in the Senate and in the Congress, are perfectly comfortable being in the losing position. They're not responsible for anything. They can go ahead and work their magic deals and become millionaires. And they don't have to be responsible for the decisions because they just blame the other side. We're not in control. They didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And you look at McConnell, okay, as an example.
I think
throwing
McConnell
all that
McConnell,
money back up in Alaska.
Yes, yeah.
And trying to be sure that the gal that hates Trump gets in.
Murkowski.
I'm not good with names, you know that. And then have, but no money in the
Nevada.
In Nevada.
Nevada is the
how
one.
How about the
that's, man, that's the big
how
one.
How about Pennsylvania? Now he's going to support Herschel, but no, he couldn't be bothered before.
Well, I tell you what, here's on Fetterman, the way that the reporters ask questions a lot of times is when they're coming by, they yell out a question. And Fetterman's office put out, yeah, it's not business as usual. He cannot process you asking him questions on the fly like that. And so how are they going to ask him questions? I mean, do you hand him a piece of paper so he can read it and then answer it? I'm not sure. But I want to talk about Nevada for a second. There was a chance right there because they had a popular guy. He had good name recognition. And if you look at how much he was outspent by the Democrats, I mean, it was by tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And still got super close.
Yeah.
So now it comes down to the fact that if they just want to have parity, if they just want to make it equal, they've got to support Walker heavy. And the other thing the Republicans did, Oz as a candidate. I don't know that much about him, but I know Fetterman. I know Fetterman, and you know, a guy that refused to debate.
Until the last minute.
He debated, but he used to give out his medical records, all these things. And then Arizona, where you have a woman that beat Lake, she refused to debate, and even MSNBC.
And she handled the election.
Yeah. So yeah,
she was,
anyway.
So you can. I was looking at that all the way through that, and the people that were supporting me, and of course they want to come out and they want to blame Trump. Well, if you look at the record, actually, of the people he supported, he got like 90% of the people he supported.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. 200 and some candidates.
Oh, well, I'm talking about of the election deniers. I thought there, you know, it showed how many election deniers won, how many lost in five key states. And it was maybe 58% of the deniers won. In one state, New Mexico, they lost. Every one of them lost. But as far as candidates, I'm not sure. I don't know that.
Well,
I'm just saying
the people he supported, I didn't pay attention. Because, you know, election deniers, I didn't know what that means. I mean, that's their terminology for anybody they disagree with. So if
you're also racist and homophobic.
Well, exactly. So I'm not sure how they come up with that number.
How'd you sleep last night?
I slept really well, thank you. I actually did. Sleep number bed, it makes a difference. I've actually changed my setting to 45 because I've been having some issues with my back, and I'm trying to see if that doesn't work a little better.
Well, I changed my setting because I had done something to my hip, and Dr. Pratt, my chiropractor, had been readjusting it every week. And then after the Marine Corps ball and all that stuff was over, I laid down on that bed and adjusted it up instead of softer. And the hip feels wonderful now. And only thing I can say is your Sleep Number bed gives you that ability to do that. Mm-hmm. It gives you the ability to set the firmness on your side of the mattress, and Linda's, like my Sleep Number setting last night was 65, and Linda's Sleep Number setting last night was 20. She really dropped it down last night. And it gives you the ability to do that. You get 28 more minutes of restful sleep on a Sleep Number bed through all the studies that have been done. There's just so many reasons why it's a positive experience to use Sleep Number. And why choose Sleep Number for quality sleep? Because to be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. And now, don't miss Ultimate Sleep Number event. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed plus special financing for a limited time. Only at our Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center. Go over and see Phil or any of the guys and girls down there. Lay on all the beds. Find the one that works for you. Now, for that special financing, it's subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required, and see sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka.
Listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Heavenly Donuts.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Ray Stone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
It's fall, y'all, and Black Bear Diner wants to make sure you lean into pumpkin spice season. Sip on a pumpkin cold brew made with our deliciously smooth and full-bodied coffee blend to spice up in the afternoon or top off your next dinner with a slice of creamy pumpkin cheesecake. Start your day with pumpkin as well. Ask for pumpkin spice in your ever-popular sweet cream pancakes. We'll drizzle on some pumpkin spice sauce, add a dollop of whipped cream, and call it breakfast. Visit Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 17th of November, 7:23 in the morning, 34 degrees out there. Woo!
Yeah.
Woo! Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only area hospital with a Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. That means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. It's a lot less invasive. Only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We're here. Trish and I are here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka and our oncologist of the moment, of the month, of the day, of the year. Mm-hmm. How's that?
That sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you for having me here.
Well, it's Lung Cancer Awareness Month.
That's correct.
So lung cancer is kind of an insidious disease. Because it doesn't show up right away.
That's true. It's early on, it's very difficult to detect it. And by the time we realize it and detect it with what we have, it's too late sometimes.
So what are the symptoms? So people can at least know that.
That's the problem, Carl. There are no symptoms early on. It's just we go by history and risk. So fortunately for us, in last 10 years, they have approved the high-risk screening, which wasn't even there 10 years ago. But in last 10 years, we have made improvements because of these screenings that we are able to do for high-risk patients, and at least in them get the cancer detected a little bit earlier than we would have otherwise.
And the screenings, are these like X-rays, or are they, what kind of tests are they that you can test for see what you have?
Trish, right now we have screening with the low-dose CT scans that are available for anybody with high-risk history, which means you have a previous, even if you're not smoking right now, you've quit smoking in the last 15 years, you are eligible for it. You are above 65 years of age, you're eligible for it. And if you know that you have somebody in your family has a first-degree relatives having lung cancer history, it's a good idea to get screened from that perspective as well.
Okay.
The and the low dose can help spot the tumors quicker.
Low dose CT is mainly to prevent actually injury from the radiation from the CT itself.
Right.
But because X-rays are no good in trying to figure out the small tumors, so CT scans, because of its resolution, is much better picking up those, and that's where we make gains.
Mm-hmm. Well, so if you've got, when you say a family history, so family history, does that mean your parents or your grandparents or aunt and uncle?
Usually it's considered first degree relatives, but even family members. But if you have like cousins, first degree cousins, even they count.
Okay, so anybody in your family that might have it?
Yeah, anybody in the close family, yeah.
Okay, so somebody says, I have, my father had it.
Mm-hmm.
Tells their doctor that.
Mm-hmm.
So does the doctor automatically say, okay, we need to screen you?
No.
Okay.
They have to assess if it was, did the patient have smoking history? About 85% of patients who have lung cancer, 85% of them are previous smokers. So we know that it could be related, and if they have history of having early age cancers or smoking without cancers, then more likely non-smoking related cancers can be there, and there's a documented proof that somebody had it in the family. So that would be considered more likely to go for screening. But those two other things I mentioned, patients having, I think it's foot. Total, I'm forgetting the total years of duration of history of the smoking, but even if within last 15 years, then you can be a candidate for screening for CT scans.
Is a question came in, is there any way to confirm?
I think 30 years, I remember now. It's 30 years of total smoking.
Okay. Is there a way to confirm lung cancer besides a biopsy?
No. For any cancer confirmation, we, apart from rare exception, we usually rely on having a biopsy. That's considered gold standard in oncology for diagnosis.
And a biopsy for lung cancer is a major procedure. Is that not right?
It's a procedure, and there is a risk of damaging lungs, so we want to be really doing the biopsy when we really need it, because putting needle and causing damage can be problematic too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just deleted my, I just put something on when they asked if there was a way to confirm it, and I went back to low dose, but that doesn't confirm it.
Low dose actually diagnoses that there is a lesion or a mass
right.
or a tumor there.
But
ultimate, yeah, it
right.
could be still be benign. Unless we confirm with the biopsy, we would not call it lung cancer.
Okay, and that's a pretty big procedure. Huh?
I remember when I was going through the process of what they were, I actually have pulmonary fibrosis.
Oh,
and when they were in the process of diagnosing, mm-hmm. they talked at one point about possibly having to do a biopsy and said, we only do that as a last resort
exactly.
because it's a big deal.
It is. I mean, because of those risk of those complications, we don't want to do if we don't have to do, in the sense, if we, that's why this PET scan is another modality we use. So if we see, let's say we find a tumor or a growth or a lesion in the lungs, we usually like to do a PET scan before that to see if there is high uptake on the PET scans, and that is more likely this is going to be a cancer, then at least the pulmonologist is can be convinced to go for a biopsy mm-hmm. If it is in the central area. More peripheral area biopsies, usually interventional radiologists can do under CT guidance too. So that way we at least can get our results and confirmation.
Ken, well, let's take a break because I have a question on the other side of this. This portion of the show, though, brought to you by our friends over at River Commons Senior Living. It's not an assisted living facility. It's for active seniors. It's got so many things going for it, beautiful living accommodations. You can have two pets as long as they're like 20 pounds and under, though I've seen some cats that I think were pushing that. Gourmet food, transportation if you wish. But it's a place that you can have all your stuff around you. It's safe. If you want to travel, you don't have to worry about anything. People there are extremely friendly. The staff's been there a long time. They enjoy working there, and that's a big thing. If you want to have a personalized tour and take a look at River Commons, give Brian a call at 530-221-2121. And he'll set up a tour for you and maybe even lunch at River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more at River Commons. We'll be right back.
Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, is happy to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those serving in the armed forces. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs and can help with colds, allergies, asthma, COPD, arthritis, pain, inflammation, long-haul COVID, and help restore taste and smell. Perfect for all ages. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave. You can book now at CapturingTheEssence.com. Again, CapturingTheEssence.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join us this year for the 18th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza, a Reading tradition.
With the cast of nearly 30 characters singing and dancing on the Cascade Theater stage.
Come with me, Jack's Radio, as we take a tour through the North Pole for the first time ever.
Happening one weekend only, December 1st through 4th.
Featuring evening and matinee performances.
Get tickets at 243-8877 or at CascadeTheater.org.
Come have a jingle good time at Cascade Christmas, a Reading tradition.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 7:35 in the morning here on the 17th, and it's a whopping 35.
It's cold
there.
Out there.
Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, and that includes bicycles, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Trish Clark is my co-host. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
And Dr. Pamela DeNuca is our guest, and we're talking lung cancer because it's Lung Cancer Awareness Month. And I have all these questions that we asked during the break, so now we got to get them up there. Okay, my first one was, it used to be, I don't know if it used to be, but I always remember John Wayne got cancer, they took out a lung. But that's not the way it's done now.
No. We have, let's start from where we got the diagnosis last discussion.
Right.
So once we have a confirmed diagnosis on a patient that this is lung cancer, how do we go forward with the treatment plan, what we are going to do?
Uh-huh.
So we go for what we call staging, and we stage the cancer in four different stages: stage 1, stage 2, stage 3, stage 4.
Right.
So how we do this is, if it is less than 3 centimeter cancer, it's early stage 1.
Okay.
If it's bigger than 3 centimeter in the lung, stage 2. If it has a lymph node involvement, it's stage 3. If it has, it's gone to any other organ other than the lung, it's stage 4.
Okay.
Just for the simple layman classification,
right.
So we can have, plan what we are going to do.
Yeah, because you hear different, stage 3,
exactly.
Stage 4. Okay.
So surgery is recommended only in the early stages, like stage 1 here, we are looking for surgical resection.
Okay.
Less than 3 centimeters, no lymph node involvement, and we have confirmed proof with the biopsy that this is. So now, in that situation, there are options for surgical options there, depending on which lobe the cancer is. Right side we have 3 lobes, left side we have 2, because the heart is in the middle there, right? So what we do is, if a best way to go for cure is to take the whole lobe out, because it takes away the lymphatic supply as well as the blood supply along with it.
Now,
and the lobectomy.
Each lobe in the lung has its own blood supply.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's one, it's not like
One unit.
No,
one
it's
unit.
Not one unit. There are 3 little units, if
okay.
you think of it. So the blood supply, then the bronchus are what's connecting them together.
Okay.
So they can separate them, and then that way we try to achieve cure.
Okay.
Right? So lobectomy is ideal. But in certain situations, if the tumor is really smaller, or we can get away with partial lobectomy, even that is good for people to get some, especially
okay.
if the tumor is small. If it is bigger, then we usually do not go for surgical option, like in stage 2,
mm-hmm.
we are talking about, where it's bigger. And in that situation, we try to do chemo and radiation combination to shrink the tumor down, or sometimes it even disappears if it is a very responsive tumor type. And then we can look at the option for resection, if it is possible, or we just wait and watch and see what happens. Very rarely in patients whom we cannot do either surgery or radiation is not possible in a patient, because their lungs are already damaged, because
mm-hmm.
of previous smoking or some other lung condition,
mm-hmm.
that we cannot actually give even radiation. Then SBRT is another option, which they give focal radiation to only the tumor to try to kill it. Basically laser directed only at the tumor.
Okay.
And that can, very small tumors can be taken care of with that modality. And then we can just monitor over time and see how that goes.
Just like a sniper round.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
So those can be done early on. Once we have a lymph node.
Are those effective?
Definitely. So
okay.
at least it, and very rarely it can come back, it doesn't guarantee cure, especially in the SBRTs. But they, when done well and when it is really small, they do give long-term relief
okay.
from the cancer.
All right.
Later on stages, we have to do chemotherapy to get actually some substantial benefit or because I remember when it is stage 3 or stage 4, cure is not really possible most of the cases. Very rarely, less than 5%, we can have cure even stage 3 and later stages. But most of the time, we have the cancer coming back again. So we have to deal with it in subsequent rounds.
I asked you, is chemotherapy effective?
Definitely, because that's the only way. And I was telling you, we have.
Yeah.
So how it works is, like, the number one thing is lung cancer is number one killer in U.S. All other cancers combined together even don't match the mortality of lung cancer. And mind you, this is both in male and female gender.
Mm. So that's the, so, okay. So lung cancer is the number one mortality in cancer.
Number one mortality
period?
In U.S. Period.
I know. I've asked you that three times because I've always heard that it was heart disease, but you're saying no. Lung cancer has overtaken it.
See, what happens is why number one mortality in heart disease is written like that is everybody dies when they write the report.
Nobody gets out of here alive.
Not exactly. So when they write the report, the ultimate immediate cause of death is always heart failure. Heart stopped.
Okay,
that's
how we diagnose. That's how we know we're dead.
That's right. The 45 round to your head could have been a contributing factor.
Your heart stopped.
So that's how heart gets the number one mortality. I'm actually I congratulated my cardiology colleagues. They have done such a great job in last 15 years that our mortality from cardiological diseases has actually gone down so much.
Heart disease
are no longer number one mortality in U.S.
Okay, so lung cancer.
Lung cancer is number one across the gender and across all over U.S. Not outside U.S., only U.S. we are talking about.
Okay.
And that surprises me because when you go to other countries, when you're in Europe or Canada or those places, they still smoke.
They do.
In public places, everybody's got a cigarette.
That's
not
correct.
Like the United States.
Right.
So that surprises me that their mortality rate is not higher for lung cancer.
They're high, but for us in U.S., the highest mortality is lung cancer right now because we have taken care of other things. Their mortality could be higher, mostly infectious disease, or lung cancer can be high, but not the highest.
Okay, because they haven't done as good a job in heart and those other
things. In the heart,
infectious disease, or other things. So those ones would be higher.
Let me ask you, how did those statistics compare over the period for the last 2 years when we looked at everybody died of COVID?
I don't think we have any statistic correlating.
I think
that.
That's going to be interesting. Because
it would be, definitely.
Because we have a period there where we didn't have a great increase in the people that died, but everybody died of COVID for a period.
Yeah, COVID was like the heart disease for the time being. Anybody who's coming, getting COVID positive, they become COVID.
Yeah,
The test
even
positive.
Even if they were dying, you know,
even if they were in a motorcycle accident or whatever, they got COVID, they died of COVID.
Yeah, exactly. So they got the COVID test positive, they died of COVID.
So
that's something what happened in last 3 years. So I think that is another confounding thing that has been. They'll have to be.
It will skew the statistics few years when you start putting that in the mix, and there'll be some little asterisks and side notes about why that's such a difference here, and then all of a sudden it's
back. Exactly.
Yeah.
Trish, another thing is, in last 10 years, if you think, go from, 2000, I was just reading, it was very interesting statistics. From 2009 to 13, we had drop, because of the treatments that we are available, we had drop in the mortality from lung cancer about 3%, if rounded up. And then from 2014 to 2019, the drop was 6%. From the same background, but the drop was much more. And that is all because of the awareness of what early detection measures and the screening things that was put in place that has actually been helping.
And probably because of the fact that less people are smoking, fewer
That's
people
correct.
Are starting
Absolutely.
To smoke. That brings up another thing, because now we've got the vaping and we've got a whole new spectrum of people starting to smoke again because they've got it in their brain that this isn't damaging. So those numbers can very easily start to go the other.
Okay, now vaping. This got to be quick.
Yeah.
Vaping is tobacco. Is that it's tobacco or not?
No,
it's
vaping
not.
Has nicotine in it. There,
right? But
and
nicotine,
they can have other things.
Nicotine
also.
Is not a killer like tobacco.
Nicotine is addictive.
It's an addiction.
Tobacco has nicotine plus other compounds in it
And
to deliver that nicotine.
And it's the tobacco that causes the cancer, not the nicotine?
Nicotine is a compound. It's addictive. But it is directly not involved in the cancer okay. initiation. It's the other products which are there in the tobacco that are causing cancer.
And that's why you're seeing things like people that dip snuff.
Yeah.
They got these new things out. It gives you your nicotine rush in a little bag, but there's no tobacco in it.
That's right. So it's the tobacco that's the cause of the cancer.
Yeah,
because it has complex other compounds which are carcinogenic.
Okay, we've got to take a break.
I love these shows. I learn so much every time we talk.
What happens is, though, every time she comes on, and then if I cough, I go, wait a minute. You know, and then I go back and check the, you know, I go back and check the history tree all the way back to 1840. And nobody, you know, it's always been like, heart disease. The heart stopped. It didn't say anything else. So I think, okay, maybe, you know, maybe it's not that. However, if you have a work injury and you're not getting the treatment you deserve because of denials or something else, you need help. And that's Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Give him a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. If you need help, he's there. If everything's going the way it should be and you just have questions, he'll tell you that. But while your insurance company has multitudes of lawyers, you need one that knows workers' comp, the laws, and he knows them. He knows them inside and out. And you want somebody that's going to fight for you, and that's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. And the only thing I can say is when they opened their office, it was him and his wife. He has now got probably six people working in his office right now. Because of what a great job he does, and they are expanded a lot because of the work that Patrick Gorman does. We'll be right back with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back. It's Thursday, Trish Clark Day. And
love Thursdays.
7:51 in the morning, 36 degrees.
It's warming. It's warming up a little bit at a time.
That's right. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team are teaching in over 50 different areas. They have the contract to teach at Cabela's, Sportsman's Warehouse, Bass Pro Shops, plus all the other counties that are trying to open up since the court rulings their concealed carry statistics. You get one of the things you receive if you take a class from Northern Firearms Instruction is a booklet. It's about 38 pages. It's like you talk about a handy go-to manual that breaks down where you can carry, safety, how do you get, what agencies to use, who can have a gun, who can't, and can you give a gun to your son, and what government loops do you have to jump through? And there's not a lot.
It's more than
all of
these
things. But this is just part of this we just rewrote it. And we're going to discuss it tonight. And that's one of the things he does. He has Zoom calls with all his instructors. And we sit down and we murder board these things to make sure that he gives the information that people need that are getting their CCWs for the first time. For more information, go to usgunpro.com or give him a call at 530-999-1822. Okay. We're here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka. Every time she comes in here, for 2 days afterwards, I wonder if I'm sick.
we've talked about what I'd really like to talk now about what can we do, to protect ourselves from lung cancer, and just lifestyle. What are the things we need to avoid if we can?
Okay, so let's talk of risk factors that can be there, and so environmental. Exposure to chemicals.
Asbestos.
Asbestos, radon, pollution, and those can all cause lung cancer. So asbestos, we can keep our environment clear. The other things can be genetics, which we have no hold on.
Yeah.
We are just born the way we are, and we just have to deal the best we can. But at least if we are aware that there are certain genetics in our family and thing, we can be more careful. And, of course, like I said, 85% of lung cancer comes from smokers, 85%.
How long? Because I quit smoking like 20-some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And probably smoked for 30 years.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so basically, again, you'll be high risk in that, but the risk never becomes zero, even after you quit like 20 years. It never goes down to zero. Though they say it almost becomes even after that time, 20 years. So you can say that it's coming down, but it is never zero. So you'll always be at higher risk than the normal person who has never smoked.
Gotcha.
The all the different aspects of this. But again, because it is harder to catch it early, but if something happens, like coughing up blood or something like this, I mean, there'd be various causes for that. But
right.
That's an indicator, right?
Or it can be.
Is it a constant? Would you have a constant cough? Would you have what?
So the common risk factors, common symptoms, let's say, which can predict that we should get checked out and there may be a possibility of a lung cancer is any excessive change in pattern of coughing. You know, we are all aware smokers cough. People have little bit coughing symptoms, right? But they may not relate to having cancer. It just change in the pattern of the coughing if it is happening. Hemoptysis, like you were saying, some blood coming out in the, it may or may not be cancer, but it should be checked out.
Okay.
Then other breathing discomfort you're feeling from before, any pain you're feeling in the chest, all that should be checked out. And that gives us an excuse to, again, get x-rays or CT scans to get it checked out and maybe possibility of an early detection in those situations if there is a cancer.
Okay. Wow. This was, you know, a couple of new things. I knew about the low-dose CAT scan, but I did not know that lung cancer had now taken over as the number one mortality.
It's always been number one. In fact, the interesting thing, Carl, I'll tell you, we started Lung Affair 2008 in Reading, and the reason we started that was because Shasta County had highest incidence of lung cancer in California, and California has highest incidence of lung cancer in whole of U.S. So that means we are the number one in all of U.S. right now.
Does that have anything to do with the fact that we also have a highest rate of asthma, hay fever? Shasta County is not good for somebody who has breathing problems.
It could be. There could be repeated inflammation in the lung from whichever causes can cause. Even that's why even pollution comes in, or, you know, smoking comes in.
How about fires?
Yeah, fires also comes in, but it is not immediate. It's long-term continuous exposure. So your lungs are needing to deal with repeated inflammation. Mm-hmm. That increases the risk of having mutations and abnormal cells leading to cancer. So they are all can be part of the risk factors, but may not be directly related to contribute to it. That's basically.
My mother had extreme emphysema and what have you, and she had never smoked.
Yeah.
But she had asthma as a child. She had polio, and they said it was a weakened lung condition that could very easily have gone to lung cancer, although it didn't.
All other lung diseases can cause can contribute to lung cancer. So that's why it's important to get checked out for that. It's not like only smokers only. 15% of the people who get lung cancer do not smoke ever in their life.
Yeah.
And they still get cancer. So there are other risk factors which we have to be aware of, and those things can contribute to it.
Well, thank you. Oh, now, Lung Affair, you did that for years.
Yes, I did that, and during COVID we were on hold, but we still kept on the public awareness program continued, and even this month we are continuing. It's going to be in the buses and the banners, and to educate public. I come to your channel here to talk about lung cancer, so best we can make a public awareness going for our county, going for our state here. And that's what I was saying. When we started this Lung Affair program, we were the number one in the whole country having highest lung cancer incidences in the country. It's come down as per the recent one, but we are still one of the higher ones. So there's a lot of work that still needs to be done.
Okay. Okay, Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, how do people get a hold of you? I mean, you say a lot of things that, you know, people may just want to talk to you. I know how busy you are, but still.
I'm located on Court Street, Pace Cancer Center, and my phone number is 530-247-1425. Don't try to search too much. My neighbor has put a sign on my, a banner on my sign covering my sign, but if you look at it, it's... it's... you'll be able to see there is right opposite the there's a MD imaging. If you go across MD imaging, cross diagonal, you will see our building.
Yeah.
But you will see a sign which is covered with a green cloth, green thing that my neighbor has put to hide away my sign because it bothers him. So please don't mind it, but we are working on it.
Oh, my. Interesting neighbor.
Oh, man. That's a whole show by itself.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, thank you so much, Palma, for being with us. Hey, when we come back after the news, we got Doug Jahnke with us, well-known conservative commentator, and I just kind of like sit back and watch Trish and Doug go for it.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Of representatives. They have won at least 218 seats to flip control. With a majority, GOP lawmakers will be able to investigate the Biden administration. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan is poised to become the chair of the House Judiciary Committee, and he says there's a particular interest in probing the overseas business dealings of Hunter Biden, the president's son.
We're committed to getting to the truth, the facts. We think that's what the American people are entitled to. We're gonna try to help Representative Comer and the team here at Oversight with our work on judiciary, but with a specific focus on what the FBI was doing.
A GOP majority also means Nancy Pelosi will not be House Speaker in the new Congress. Today, she will announce her plans for the future.
Well, Tuesday we found out what former President Trump intended to do. Today, we find out what Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi plans to do in the future. A report from Axios claims President Biden and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer are both urging the California Democrat to seek her third term as House Minority Leader. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Millions of British people face higher taxes and steeper energy bills after the government announced an emergency budget.
5 weeks ago, we had a sort of Reaganomics, Trussonomics, whatever you like to call it, kind of plan of unfunded tax cuts in order to stimulate growth. This is now a return to what you might call closer to economic orthodoxy. That is a tightening of fiscal policy, which means cutting spending, raising taxes in order to dampen down inflation and demand.
The BBC's Rob Watson. The UN has announced an extension of a four-month-old deal with Russia to ensure the safe delivery of export of grain from Ukraine. More at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
A new survey shows most Hispanic voters favor stronger border enforcement.
Many Hispanics who voted in this month's midterm elections favor increased enforcement of U.S. immigration laws. The new national telephone and online survey by Rasmussen Reports and Numbers USA finds that 57% of U.S. Hispanic 2020 midterm voters believe the government is doing too little to reduce illegal border crossings and visitor overstays. Only 16% say the government is doing too much immigration enforcement, while 17% rate the level of action as about right. Another 11% are not sure. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Britain's new government is unveiling tax increases and spending cuts, all in a bid to tame double-digit inflation and rein in the growing deficit. The Treasury chief there, Jeremy Hunt, today said the UK faces unprecedented global headwinds. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 242 points. News and analysis at townhall.com. Some Starbucks employees are on strike today.
Employees at more than 100 Starbucks stores are staging a walkout over better pay, more consistent schedules, and higher staffing levels at busy stores. Starbucks has more than 9,000 company-owned stores in the U.S., and employees at individual stores have been deciding whether to unionize. The employee action also coincides with Starbucks' annual Red Cup Day. Customers are given free reusable cups when they order a holiday drink. Starbucks has opposed any unionization efforts, saying the company functions best when it works directly with employees. I'm Donna Water.
A coalition of consumer groups is asking grocery chains to rethink their digital-only coupons. They say the deals discriminate against people who don't have smartphones or reliable internet access. Checking the markets, the NASDAQ down by 129. More at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Hey, today is Thursday, so it's Trish Clark Day.
Good morning. Good love morning. Thursday morning.
8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. They've done so many things, so many new procedures, equipment, becoming a teaching hospital there with the residents moving into our city here to go to go to school there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Is there a national day today?
There is. There's quite a few. Let me find
pick the best one. Want to hear about National Bundt Cake.
You want to hear about National Butter Day? World Pancreatic Cancer Day.
Oh. Whoa. Okay. Enough of that. We've had enough cancer this morning.
We have. 38 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 67 and a low of 42, mostly clear. On Friday, sunny and breezy, a high of 62 and a low of 38. On Saturday, still sunny, a high of 63 and a low of 38. Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 63 and a low of 39 on Sunday night. On Monday, mostly sunny and a slight chance of showers, cooling down to only 43, and then showers likely throughout the next rest of the week, and we can hope that turns to rain and maybe actually get some more moisture. The mountains are looking nice with the dusting of snow, and I actually noticed that they closed the highway through Lassen Park, which, you know, they never even did that last year all the way through because we never got enough snow up there.
So really?
That's exciting that they closed that. There's a lot of snow on the ground. So the recreation and stuff up there is changing. So that's a good sign. Hopefully we'll keep that and we'll get a good snow
Mount Shasta Ski Park, they're opening up a new chairlift, and they've got snow up there, and this will take you up to the higher, the higher elevation, too.
Yeah, I was quite surprised. I recently took a trip to Idaho and back just kind of overnight, and just a couple-of-day trip, and, boy, there's lots of snow on the mountains all the way around, and fortunately we were able to sneak in and out before the snow actually made us stay in one place longer than we wanted to. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Veteran-owned, give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Our guest this morning is Doug Jenke. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Bott and Trish. How are you doing?
Fine. Let's see, where do I start?
Well, I'll start and just say thanks for voting me back onto the island. After Trish and I did our little stint, I mean, Carl would schedule me, and then I would be listening to the radio on a Wednesday, and he's like, and tomorrow we're going to have such and such. I'm like, well, okay, I guess I'm not on.
And I'd get these.
Then I'd get a reschedule. I'm like, Carl, am I supposed to be on? Oh, sorry, I got somebody else. So thank you, Trish, for voting me back on.
Well, there you go. I mean, I had to come. See, I've been gone, so I wasn't here to protect you, Doug.
I'm just saying.
I mean, I've been in and out. So
that redheaded stepchild comes to mind right now.
I know.
You two are under some kind of misapprehension. Hinting that there's voting going on in the studio. No, there's never been voting. Well, I can't wait to hear, and Trish has already kind of addressed it, but the red tidal wave, the red earthquake, the red, I guess you would call it now.
I'd call it a red fart. That's what I'd call it.
I'd call it, well, why not?
I mean, it stunk. It's a turd.
Okay. You're not on Sunday.
No, I know. I'm just saying. You're trying to come up with the right adjective. And
I was going to say ripple, the red ripple. But why? Why do you think that happened?
Well, you know, again, it just shows to show that the pollsters were wrong. The media was corrupt. And What I don't understand is, you know, when you look at 20 things, economy, the border, 20 things, everything is the worst it's probably ever been in our lifetime. And yet half the country still voted those people back in. And so the messaging that we were getting, like, oh, this is going to be this because, you know, we're going to be able to blunt the Biden agenda, it went away in a scream. And as like I analyzed it with Nick on Sunday, it's like the New York Yankees were playing against a little league team and they lost. You know, it was such an easy shot on goal. And I thought there were some pretty good candidates, Kerry Lake, you know, some of the other ones out there that I thought were just tremendous and had great message. And still,
I have to tell you that here's the analysis that everybody's missing. And I run into it every once in a while when I have a conversation with someone who is just living their life. They are not into the things that you and I look at or conservative talk radio or any of those things. They catch a little bit of news once in a while, maybe in the evening they turn on the weather and they get the local news or the MSNBC or Fox or any of the ones.
Yep.
Look at the headlines. What do you hear? Biden's talking about how great the economy is.
Yep.
How the more people working than they ever had before. We're on the right track. If you listen to the headlines, the headlines in the paper. What we fail to realize is that we have at least 50% of this population that lives in that bubble, and that's all they hear.
Yep.
When I turn around and say something like the things that Trump accomplished during the period that he was in, and they go, well, I didn't know that.
Oh, I know.
Really? Really? And I talk about, I mean, I got very upset about the whole gas thing and him draining our reserves again. And you tell people how they had been drained and the whole story with Trump and how he filled them back up with cheap oil and we were the first time ever. And now this, and they go, I didn't know that.
Yes.
We fail to realize there's still half the population out there that doesn't know what we know.
No, they spend all the time on TikTok and Instagram and liking and emojiing each other.
Exactly.
And you know, as the saying goes, or I've elaborated, is, you know, you may not be into politics, but politics is sure into you.
There you go.
We have a call. Liam, you have a question.
So I have a perspective that I'd like to share.
Okay.
I think that, so there wasn't a red wave, right?
No.
So I think it's safe to assume that likely, like, yes, people are in their echo chambers. Everyone's in an echo chamber, right? But maybe the reason there wasn't a red wave is because it's time to move away from, like, the Trump era of politics, and people just don't want that anymore. And so while maybe some people do, like, that's just not where the majority of the country is.
I think that, Liam, you've taken a big portion of this. And I think that the fact is, and we talked a little bit about it, you know, people that Trump supported in races did well, but in the key races, in New Mexico, people that Trump supported hard, not one of them won. In some states, the majority of them won. In other states, it was kind of evened out. But the part that, you know, we're talking about echo chambers and all this, when they did exit polls, and exit polls, you kind of, you know, and they ask them, inflation, I mean, that was number one. What was number two? Or
and they
top
voted
three?
Like they did.
But wait
because?
A minute. The top three, in the top three, abortion was one. And when you had Lindsey Graham introduce a bill into the Senate to end abortion nationwide after a certain date, even though it never had a chance of passing, that, you know, they used that. And the bad decisions that Mitch McConnell made and yet was just reelected to head the Senate. I mean, when you see these, I mean, I thought, frankly, I said, with the inflation the way it is, you know, gas prices, your cost of your turkey dinner at Thanksgiving has gone up 21% this year from last year. 21%.
There was an article that I read last week that said that a survey had been done, and how they do these surveys, who knows. But it was 30% of Americans are not going to celebrate Thanksgiving because they can't afford the dinner. And that's just, I mean, it doesn't seem like it's that big of an expense, because if you actually figure it out, you got a turkey that lasts 5 days.
It comes out to something like, I think it was like $61.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And it lasts you a couple of days, but actually if you spread it out, but it's this survey, and it was just saying that people are feeling the pain. And I did a presentation at the Board of Realtors about a month ago, and I was talking about the similarities between 2007 and 2022. And believe me, guys, there are a lot. But one of the things that was really glaring was in 2007, we were living high on the hog. We were, credit was easy, credit was this, credit was that. And credit card debt had gone up to $839 billion. Well, it was about a month ago, just under $900 billion. And apparently it's on its way here very quickly to go over $1 trillion at a 20% interest rate. And what the biggest driver of that is simply they're living on necessities. They can't supply their food, their everything on a credit card.
And they're charging it.
They're charging it.
Yep, exactly. If you look at Amazon, you look at PayPal, you look at any of them, all of a sudden there's that pay over 3 months, pay over 6 months.
Yep.
If you buy anything online, you've got this option to pay for it, and you think, groceries? You don't charge groceries.
Well, people are right now.
I know.
And it goes back to that Thanksgiving. You know, $60 is $60. And people, you know, probably 80% of the country lives paycheck to paycheck.
The only thing that's gone down on your traditional Thanksgiving dinner is, guess what? Cranberries.
Oh.
Cranberries have dropped like 12%. Everything else up, though, everything else up was 18 to 25 to...
Oh, incredible. Eggs.
Huge.
Yeah.
Eggs.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got to take a break. The one thing that is constant is Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She is constant. Constant when it comes to giving great service to her customers. She treats them like family. She's been doing this since 1993, helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans since 1993, and has been doing a great job. We have insurance with Maxwell Insurance and Financial because she explained all the options, and it just made sense. If you're looking for a second opinion on a retirement plan or a 401, also give Judy a call for in her financial management group. You get a free review and an evaluation. Give her a call at 530-221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision.
Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Gold Leaf Nursery Autumn Harvest of Savings Sale is going on now. A huge 50% off sale of shrubs and trees in a selected area of the parking lot. A great time to pick out fall color trees and shrubs. And the rest of the entire inventory is 20% off. This sale runs until November 19th. Coming soon, a truckload of living Christmas trees, including Colorado blue spruce, fir trees, and the hard-to-get Japanese maple and dogwood. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. Don't miss Gold Leaf Nursery's Autumn of Savings Sale. Gold Leaf Nursery at 6168 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the combat outpost that I'm sitting in, KCNR 96.5 FM. Hey, it's Thursday. It's Trish and Doug Jenke, and this portion of the show. Does anybody not like having a clean car? I mean, really, think about it.
Gotta have a clean
quick
car.
And clean car wash. They are the place to go to. First of all, it saves water, a valuable commodity. It saves water. You know, car washes like this, and quick and clean car wash, your car, truck, motorcycle comes out beautiful. Friendly people, if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free. Think about stocking stuffers. Everybody likes to have a clean car. That's right. They're located on the corner of Market and Eureka Way, next to Dutch Bros. Okay. Trish Clark, of course, is here with me on Thursday. I always love having you here, Trish.
Love Thursday.
And Doug Jenke is here, who I, you know, I just tease about coming on the show. But it was during election time, and there was all, you know, all those kind of things were going on. And you have your own show anyway on Sunday, so every other Sunday. So I didn't feel real bad.
No, and I didn't feel bad. It's your show, and I'm a guest, so thank you for having me.
Well, then you come in and you bitch at me. You know,
I got to do that.
Whoa, you think it was tough before. You know, I don't get mad. I just get even.
That's all right.
Okay, hey, look, we're talking about, during the break, and it was great, we're talking about, mail-in ballots and voter harvesting. Ballot harvest. I read a great article by a conservative columnist who said, hey guys, it's here.
It's the game.
We have to, you know, we, the Republicans, and I'm not sure I'm a Republican anymore, but the Republicans have to learn to use the system until they can change it.
They need to work on changing it.
Well, you can, but if you're not in, if you don't have enough votes, you're just, you know, whistling in the wind.
Well, they haven't tried.
They've got to learn how to get people out and use those, you know, ballots. If you, you're going to mail in ballot here, and you have your people out there. Here, if you need help filling it out, do like the Democrats do. And then by the way, I'll take it in for you.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's playing baseball. The rules are the same all around the world, okay? And the problem is, for conservatives, is what's happening is wrong. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. And we try to hold a moral standard that we're going to follow the rule of law. We're going to follow. And they have changed the rules in the elections to the point where they're almost becoming unchallengeable because they're going to overwhelm the system. You know, they're going to overrun the press.
But here's the deal, because we don't try to change it. We all roll over. The majority of the Republican Party has not taken it to try to change it.
Yep.
How many courts, how many times did these cases, legitimate cases, come before courts and were overturned on some minute, stupid thing that never got a hearing? None of the allegations about the 2020 election ever got a court hearing.
Nope.
It has not been adjudicated in any court in the land.
And you
not
know
what, one time.
You know what's sad about that?
So how
Chris?
Can they say they were they're invalid charges?
Well, the thing is, what's sad about that is a number of the judges who didn't take the case were Trump appointees, and that's where you're like, well, wait a minute, this guy put you in a position. He has a complaint. Look at it. If it's not there, then rule that there's nothing there. But you're right. The liberals and the Democrats have said, oh, there was hearings and nothing ever was
and
discovered.
And the rhinos.
And there was
the
nothing there.
The rhinos are right there with them.
And there was nothing there.
Okay.
The fact is, the judge never actually looked at the evidence. Ever.
Let's move to a...
But the point, Carl, that I want to make is we can argue forever about who the challenger is going to be for the Republican Party.
Yep.
I still maintain, as I did in 2020, if we don't fix the election
system.
Process or attempt to and admit that, in fact, that election was stolen, we're never ever going to win another election. And learning to play the game, the illegal game that they do, is not the answer. At some point, the Republican Party has to stand for what we've stood for, the conservative party, and say, no, this is not okay.
Well,
it's illegal.
Well, then, how's that working for us?
No. We haven't said it. How do we know?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
We haven't tried.
Is if there's write-in votes and there's ballot harvesting, even though in some places they're doing away with it, then you got to learn how to do that. And you've got to be. I know it makes you mad, but the only way you're going, if you get the people into Congress, then they can change that. They can make it so it's a ballot. Same day ballots.
I have a crazy idea.
By exception, you know, absentee ballots.
Florida just did a one day vote and had a result that night. There's a blueprint. Why don't we go do that?
Well,
we elect
people in states like Carrie Lake, who said she did the same thing in Arizona.
Yeah.
There is a path forward for Republicans if they concentrate on getting some of these key states to get the Electoral College vote. There is a path forward. You can make it happen, but we have to get rid of the rhinos in Congress who reelect McCarthy and McConnell. Give me a break. We're going nowhere even if we control both of them.
So, Terry, what do you think?
Oh, man. Well, here's the thing. We had Doug, it was your program, our program, Mark and Linda's program, all talking about this on Sunday. The problem that we have with this whole conversation is nobody understands who has jurisdiction over what. The idea of saying, okay, we need to get rid of the Dominion machine, we need to get rid of the machines, period. In fact, in California, why don't we get rid of the machines and go back to paper balloting? Well, I checked with Dr. Doug Frank and Mike Lindell about this, and the deal is that really and truly we could go to paper ballots. The problem with that is that we'd have to take all the voter rolls, and they'd all have to be paper, too. What that entails, I have no idea. That's just as far as I've gotten with the text that I've gone back and forth with. The second thing is...
Hey, Terry, question. Are you saying that if you have paper ballots, you've got to have voter rolls got to be on paper?
On paper. Now, I don't know, like I said, I don't know truly what that means because we were texting and Dr. Doug Frank was on an airplane. So I have to get back with him in a conversation. One of the reasons I don't like texts is because you only kind of get half answers, and it takes you a week to get the answer to it.
And spell check, so, the automatic spell check never helps me.
Yes, sir. Okay. So anyway, getting back to this, it's the jurisdiction. What we have to do, if we went to paper ballots, let's say we get rid of the Dominion machine, we can do that. But we still, by law, the state of California will require us to have one of five machines. What if we say, you know, as a county, we want to get rid of all the machines. We want to go back to paper ballots, and that's what we're going to do. What we have to find out is what the mechanism is for that, number one. Number two, what can the state do to us? And I would submit to you they may not do anything, like they didn't do anything to Tim Norman when he told them to pound sand on all the mandates they were trying to put on Happy Valley School. And, of course, Tim being the chairman of the board of the school board, which has more power than the superintendent of the county, basically said, hey, we're not going to do that in our school. Come and get us. And that's sort of where we're going to have to go. But we've got to find out the legalities to this. We do know we can get rid of the Dominion machines. We know that the Board of Supervisors has control over that. And one last thing. Here's where we're missing the boat. We're all worried about who's going to become president, and maybe we should be, but really and truly the battle is in your county. The supervisors have more jurisdiction almost than an assemblyman does in your county. In fact, they do have more jurisdiction. The school boards are the ones that control the curriculum and everything we don't like about schools, not the superintendent of schools. They're just a liaison. And number three, we have to take over an ROV office and make sure that the county clerk is doing their job in a proper way. And to Doug's point, which was excellent, how in the hell does Florida count millions of votes in one day and Kathy Darling Allen gets through 97 of them and has to put up 2,400 votes till Friday? How does that even work? So the point is we have to get accountability at the county level, take it back county by county using that methodology. And we'll be talking a lot about that on Sunday, probably on all three shows.
Okay. Thank you.
I want it on the record that Terry said I was right about something. That's pretty impressive. I'm pretty
happy
with
said that.
That,
you know, Terry said.
That is an afterthought. No,
Terry said that. Terry said that about me too. And you know, and I marked that day on the calendar.
I'm going to go celebrate.
Okay.
But it's true though. I mean, here we are. Do we even have the official results from our local elections?
No, we do not. And there's
You're
absolutely
right.
No reason whatsoever that we should not have had them the next day.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Thinking of something very, very happy. They're getting ready to start their sale, their anniversary sale.
I know, and this is, you always remind you that this is the time that Leonard's back in there as
well. Yeah, Leonard's
so
back in there.
Leonard, you can go in and visit with Leonard.
If you have not met Leonard, Rebecca and Henry are super people. They bought the store from Leonard, but Leonard's back during this time, and he is just a hoot to talk to.
And if you want to make a really good deal, this is the time to do
it. This is it. And it's the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Great selection of jewelry, great prices, and now they're going to be on sale. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back. And then I saw her face. I'm a believer.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Redding, 222-8222.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California.
This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together. I can't breathe in
prayer. Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? I've been around for
welcome back
a long time.
To Combat Outpost Wolf here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Today, with my guest host, Trish Clark and Doug Jenke, my guest. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, in the days of instability that we all face, it's absolutely heartwarming to go to my barbershop, Cypress Square. Been going there for 15 years. Nothing's changed. Nothing in there has changed. I never get a bad haircut. The only thing they change is they work by appointments. Where it used to be you just come in there and just sit down with a bunch of other people. Now you just walk in, get your hair cut, walk out. I love that stability, and I love the fact I get a great haircut. Oh, Flag Center's walking by. And like I said, they work by appointments. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop.
Carl, I want to make a point from early in the show. We talked about the inflation factor,
yes.
And we talked about the fact that people were not going to celebrate Thanksgiving because of the cost of the meal.
Mm-hmm.
And I got an email just now from somebody who said, "We need to, this is one of the things that's wrong with our country. What in the world does how much money you have to do with how thankful you are for where you live?"
Yeah.
Remember that the whole thing about Thanksgiving is the pilgrims were celebrating, thankful for the new country. They were poor. They
religious
had a lot of
freedom.
Problems.
Religious
for religious freedom, for all those things. And don't we really need to think about what we're celebrating and why we're doing Thanksgiving as opposed to a three-day weekend and a turkey?
Well, it's
just
same
a
thing.
Point.
Yeah, but I can say the same thing about Veterans Day.
There you go.
And all these others that we've turned them into three-day holidays.
Yes, we have.
And in Thanksgiving, it's become a four-day. On Thanksgiving next week, we're going to be shut down on Thanksgiving and the day after, so I can give my people
there
some time
go.
Off.
Yep.
But here's the deal.
And
in all your manuals, and this is one of the things that I fought when I was on the Board of Supervisors, is they redid all of the personnel manuals to take out all references to anything as far as why the holiday was. Christmas, Easter, Veterans Day, anything. If you go through the manuals now, they just say holiday. They don't say what you're celebrating.
Yeah.
And every time that she was going to do that, she was going to bring it on the board, and I said, I'll pull it off the agenda or off the consent calendar, and I will talk about if, in fact, we're not celebrating Christmas, we're not celebrating Easter, we're not celebrating Thanksgiving, why do we have a holiday? Yeah. What are we celebrating, the third week of Tuesdays?
Kwanzaa.
What are we celebrating? And she did not bring it. She took it off every time. The first month after I got off the Board of Supervisors, she brought it back on the consent calendar, and it passed, taking all that language out.
Yep.
We have forgotten what we are as a country.
Well, you know, it's funny, Carl, and this is not some self-promoting prop, but a lady I work with welcomed a Ukrainian family, mom, dad, three kids, who came literally as when the war started, they came here. Now, how they got here, I don't know, but they've been here ever since. And we're going into this, this holiday. And so I reached out to an interpreter because they speak Russian. And I said, look, hey, you know, it's coming up on Thanksgiving Day. These folks, they lost their business. They lost their home. Who knows if or when they're going back. And so I said, why don't we have them over for dinner? And so we're going to be hosting a Ukrainian family to let them see the Thanksgiving tradition, the turkey and everything else, but also just the holiday of being together with the family.
And what are you thankful for?
Well, it's, we live in the greatest country on the planet, in spite of the fact we're trying to ruin the damn thing. We have a great country.
We have a lot to be thankful for.
Yeah.
That we can have these kind of discussions in an open atmosphere is one of the best ones.
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing, is because it is such a great holiday. I mean, I want to share this with some people who are going through an incredibly difficult time and show them, you know what? This is what America's about. We invite people in and share our wealth or our health, wealth, and happiness with them. And so that's what we're going to do. And that's exactly what this thing was designed to be with the Indians and the pilgrims.
Exactly.
I'm spending Thanksgiving with my kids. And it doesn't make any difference what we eat. It really doesn't. And we are very blessed to be able to have the traditional Thanksgiving dinner. But you know what, Trish? You're absolutely right that what is Thanksgiving? What is Veterans Day? What is Christmas? What is Easter? What is Memorial Day? All of these that come out. And it, having had the opportunity to live in other countries, to be in other places that you have nightmares about, and every time I came home, every time I came back to the United States, I realized how blessed I was to be able that I was born here. And able to do the things I have, to be able to build things out of your own sweat and blood and tears and be a success. And that's why so many people that when they come here, they become successes, because for the first time in their lives, they have the freedom to do that.
Yep.
The freedom to be a success with, because they don't care about their caste or their religion or their color. I mean, you come in and you've got that shot at the big house on the hill.
Statistics are overwhelming that immigrants who've come to this country are, by a factor of I don't even know how much, more successful than natural-born Americans.
And more patriotic than most of us that
and
are born
here. They come here from all over. I mean, your previous guest, obviously is not born in America. I loved her accent. It's great, but she obviously wasn't born here. She came here, and she's become very successful.
Her and her husband.
And she's
very, very patriotic.
And so, it's the immigrants who actually still get it, I guess, and the Americans who don't.
That's right.
You know what?
Take it for granted.
Dr. Paul DeNuca came in here one day and talked a couple years ago. He says he has seen what socialism and things happening in his country, that he says he's so afraid that he sees our country going in that direction, and to leveling it to the lowest common denominator. Their kids, and I'm just using the DeNuca kids, two are in medical school. And one is going, I think he's going to USC or Stanford or something like this. He scored a perfect score on the ACTs. So
that's what America is about,
these immigrants came to this country, and they assimilated and became United States citizens. The problem that's right now is we've got all these people coming in here. We're giving them all the rights to do what they want to do. They burn our flag. They don't want anything to do with becoming an American. They want us to make them, and we do it. We celebrate diversity on a regular basis. We go around and we celebrate diversity. Let's celebrate your country. We're Americans.
Yep.
Let's celebrate the fact that we're all Americans.
Well, and that's the thing is the modern immigrant, and I'm just going to refer to the ones coming across the border, they don't come here intending to become American. They're coming here because of the free stuff. and the
and other devious reasons.
And the old and the other devious reasons, you know, fentanyl and et al. But the
and
old
trafficking.
The old generation, the people who came on the boats back into Ellis Island and stuff, that was the dream. They wanted
to become American.
And I've come across people who's, you know, second generation, and they said that once they got to America, they weren't even allowed to speak their native tongue.
Right.
Because the parents wanted so bad to become Americans, they made their kids speak the American English and not, you know, Italian or whatever it was at the time. And the new one, crap, there's people that lived here for 20 years and they still feign they don't understand English. Are you kidding me? I live like you, Carl. I lived in a foreign language or a foreign country. I lived there, well, a couple of them, but I lived in Holland. That's a throat disease, folks, if you're trying to speak Dutch. It's a throat disease.
But here's the thing about
Dutch. Learned how to speak Dutch, even though 90% spoke English.
That, I was getting ready to tell you that, to comment that in the Netherlands, everybody I ran into spoke really good English with very little accent. And I thought, well, look, where are you from? Well, I'm here.
Yep.
The rest of the world is bilingual. We Americans think everybody should speak English, and we don't want to be bothered with another language. But whenever you're in another country, you'll almost always find France, Switzerland, Germany. You can always find people who speak English.
Well, the
but
problem.
Where do you find somebody in the United States that you can converse with in French?
Here's the problem, because this has actually been discussed a bunch about how dumb us Americans are, and I won't disagree to some extent, but they are surrounded by different languages, so they have to speak German. They have to speak French. They have to speak English. And Carl said it's a break, so we can bring that up. But they're surrounded, so they just, to survive, have to speak multiple languages. We live in one of the largest countries on the planet, and from edge to edge, top to bottom, we speak one language.
Yeah, English.
And
you
we'll be
it.
Right back after these messages. It's today's Thursday, the 17th of November, a week from today. Thanksgiving, and it's, you know, we've talked about why do we have Thanksgiving, and that's, you know, people need to think about that, and it's not just a 3 or 4 day weekend. 8:45 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta.
Welcome back. How did we get to this point in the show so quickly?
Welcome back to Combat Outpost Wolf here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Yeah, we'll go back to Free Fire Radio tomorrow. I'm here with Trish Clark, my co-host, and Doug Jenke, who has just wandered by and sat down. I don't remember inviting you. No. We're discussing a number of things. One of the big things was, which I think is important, is we have gotten away from celebrating Thanksgiving, as you know, Nick put something in here. So I guess we'll have hot dogs for Thanksgiving. Well, guess what?
Doesn't matter.
If you have your family together, and you know, and you are together, you know, hot dogs and beans, you know, yeah.
You know, one of the other things that I always try to bring out and remind people is that we have a lot of people who live in these communities, our neighbors, who are widows, who are widowers. A lot of people. You all know somebody who is going to be alone. You're going to have a big dinner. You're going to fix a big turkey. Like you say, you can feed people for 2 weeks on it. If you had know somebody in your neighborhood or close to you,
yeah,
invite them over for dinner.
Yeah.
It's one more place.
Go old school.
There's a ton of people out there that not necessarily are poor. They just don't have any place to be.
Well, you know that one of the biggest...
And we've done that before. Their families aren't around, so... Yeah,
reach out. Rack your brain. How many?
Because you're right. You know, you got 8-10 people there. Two more doesn't make any difference.
Doesn't make a difference.
Well, one of the biggest victims
of
the COVID hoax is human touch. We lost touch with each other.
Yeah.
And bringing that back, a holiday gives you a good reason to go talk to a neighbor and just say, hey, what are you doing? Oh, I'm going to be by myself. Why don't you come over? Like I said, I don't know these people from Adam. I've never met them. I'm not doing some woe is me, look at me, I'm a great guy. That's the reason for the holiday.
And that's how America used to be, and that's what we need to bring back. We need to stop just going along to get along. And when traditions change and things change, we don't have to accept it. We can say, no, we're not going
one
there.
One of the things we need to do is step off the ledge backwards and kind of start being friendly with each other. At one point, Congress, the House of Representatives, and the Senators could talk to each other. At one time, we could have a discussion with somebody and diametrically opposed, but then have a cup of coffee with them. Now you had, at various times, you saw where families weren't getting, I'm not going to go to my grandfather's house for Thanksgiving because he voted for Trump. Yep. Or
that started with Obama first.
Well,
that's when this separation started.
Maybe, I'm not saying when it started, but when I'm saying, okay, all right.
We're not going to blame Trump for it.
That's just creating
I'm not
a problem.
Going to my grandfather's house because he voted for Obama. Okay. It's just stupid. It's just stupid that a family can't get together and spend 6-7 hours together enjoying the fact that, gosh, we're all blood. We're all blood. What say you, Liam?
Okay, so polarization, right? Like, Trish, even saying that it started with Obama is the problem. It there can't be finger-pointing. Like,
well, and I disagree. I disagree. That's the modern mentality, Liam, is you can't point out a fact. Because that's being discriminatory. That's being accusatory. A fact is a fact. America came through 2001, 9/11, and for a period of 7 years, whether you liked Bush or not and all the crap he pulled, we were pretty united. You know, we had a common enemy. We fought for each other. We stood up. There was no real left-right. And then 2008, things changed. We started victimizing everybody, and the police were bad people, and the military were bad people. And it's just polarized even to the point now, to get back to you're inviting your neighbor. You know, poll after poll says 50% of America hates the other 50%.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people are afraid to bring someone in because you may not agree with them, and that's where we've got to get over.
I agree with you, is that we've got to get past the finger point, which is what
that.
I said.
Yep.
We
gotta,
you can't point out a fact and not be criticized
for it.
That's
true.
It's the attitude surrounding it, though. It's like the need to always be right. In anything is the problem.
You're wrong, Liam.
Okay.
No, the thing is that I don't agree with everything Doug says. I don't agree with everything Trish says, and she knows that.
Yeah.
But I still love Trish, and if Trish ever needed anything, she knows I'd be there.
Absolutely.
And even though we don't agree on things, and I have Democrat friends, I don't agree with them, and in fact, sometimes they infuriate me. But I remember that they're my friends. And this is the kind of thing that this is, and I'm going to bring it back to President Trump. He ratchets it up. I'm not saying he doesn't have the reasons, you know, with the media and all the terrible things that are ever done to this man. But he's one of the ones that ratchets it up. And I think he does it for specific reasons. And you know, to unify his base and all that, because you need to be elected. I'm just saying is that we need to have, and I don't know if we can ever do it, maybe and I hate to use these words, kinder, gentler toward each other. Mm. And that's the last thing I'll say. We have 5 minutes.
Fair enough. You know, what's funny is Liam pointed out a point of view that, you know, we can't point out where something started or where something originated, because that in itself has become discriminatory or discriminatory or whatever. And the truth of the matter is we've lost the truce. We're not allowed to have truce. And I've been saying this for years. Perception matters more than truth in modern world. Forget America, modern world. And if I perceive something, doesn't matter what the facts are. The facts can be overwhelming, but if I perceive a different reality, doesn't matter what you say, and that's kind of where we're
perception
at.
Perception becomes reality.
Well, that's it.
Well, and that's true, and that's what we're
but
living.
That's always been. You know, if you
it's
perceive,
gotten way worse now.
It's gotten worse, but perception. If this is your perception, it's one of the things is we have a tendency to read the things that agree with us and talk with the people that agree with us, and not go on out wider than that.
We have raised a whole society at this point, when you look at the younger population, who are more concerned about how they feel about something than the reality of the situation. When I have a conversation with a young person now, I almost want to jump into their mouth as they say, I feel like, it's not the fact is, I feel like, and I want to say to them, I don't care how you feel.
Yeah.
What is the reality?
Well,
what is the real fact of it?
Facts are not Republican. They're not Democrat. They're not up.
Facts
they're not down.
Facts.
Facts are facts. And, you know, old Reagan said it, you know, you're entitled to your own opinion, but not your own facts.
That's exactly right.
We have now put facts at about 14th on the level of
doesn't
decision
matter
making.
It's how you feel about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's how you feel about those facts. And what, you know, gosh, you know, am I going to get enough likes if I say something supporting X or Y?
Doesn't matter what the right answer is.
Doesn't matter.
How did you feel about getting there?
Yeah. And I just want it to be said that Carl said he loved Trish on the radio, but he didn't say he loved me. So I feel kind of hurt now. I'm just saying, pointing it out.
You feel bad.
I feel bad, Carl.
Well, logic. We don't care how you feel, Doug.
Well, I don't love you.
I stopped caring what other people thought a long time ago.
Yeah, that's part of my problem, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. We got to run here.
I do want to bring this up one more time.
We talked about it right at the beginning. A 22-year-old drove a car into a group of recruits from various law enforcement agencies across the Los Angeles area Wednesday, injuring 25. They were out on a run, a training run, and this guy ran into them. There's no indication that there was braking or anything, and he slammed into their formation. Five critically injured, including some that lost their limbs and fractured skulls and all this. 16 others injured. And it looks like the sheriff said down there that it was a horrific accident. He passed he wasn't driving under the influence. So, but I just want, people need to think about that too, is things like this happen every day. And sometimes it takes a large amount of people for us to, oh, that's horrible. Those four kids that were killed up in Idaho, stabbed to death. Mm. And they don't know who did it. At least that's so far. The football players, University of Virginia, that were killed.
Yeah.
I mean, these things are happening out there, and part of it is, I think, is today's society.
Yep.
You know, lives, the wreck, we don't know. I have a feeling that that's going to be just what it was, a horrible accident. But
yeah.
We don't know. Anyway, have a great Thanksgiving, Doug.